Welcome to the Personal Coach podcast series. I'm Fortunato Restagno.
And I'm Alyssa Williamson.
We are part of the Personal Coach team
that helps advisors build their business momentum through customized one-on-one business coaching.
Our commitment and passion is to help advisors and their teams generate more momentum in
confidence, focus, and freedom.
And this is accomplished with our Velocity 12, critical areas of an advisor's business.
Which you can learn more about at our website, thepersonalcoach.ca.
Wow, that was impressive, Alyssa, how we went back and forth like that.
Yeah, well, it took a few tries before we got it right.
So here we are. Let's start with our podcast series here. We're going to talk about and share the four critical brand topics to help advisors make their brand great.
This is really exciting. And I think what we will be covering will not only help advisors, but I believe these podcasts will help anyone in the business.
Yeah, for sure. And to make it easy for our listeners, we have broken this particular series into four podcasts that cover the four brand areas, which are brand education. We need to know what branding is and what it isn't. The client mind. How does branding affect how we think and make decisions? The third podcast will be the compelling story. This is the genesis of building a brand. If you are branding, this is where you want to start. So we're going to explore that, define what it is and how it engages clients. And then the fourth podcast is how to implement your brand. So we're going to talk about how advisors have successfully created and put their brand into action.
Okay, well, it sounds like we have some interesting things to talk about. So this first podcast will be all about brand education because we need to know how it works before we can use it.
Exactly. Like my wife, Lindsay, pointed out, make sure you read that manual before you start up that new table saw that could potentially cut off your fingers. So since this is our first podcast, I think our listeners would like to know a bit about who's behind these voices here.
Good idea. So why don't you start, Forge?
Okay. Well, I'm the brand coach for financial advisors, and I'm also the co-founder of the MasterPoint brand program, along with Julie Leith, one of our coaches. I'm often asked why I choose to support advisors with branding and marketing, and the reason is I'm just totally hooked by the countless stories I hear on how they help people have brighter, fulfilling lives. So I personally believe advisors have a significant impact on our communities, our provinces, our country, and their passion drives my passion to develop compelling, original brands for each advisor and their team. So I want to help them tell their unique story and build a great business.
Okay, well, we know you as the creative guy who sees what other people don't see, but many people don't actually know that you're a fifth-degree black belt in karate and run a karate club on the side.
Yeah, thanks for bringing that up. I've been doing it since 1979, and it's one of my passions, and it contributes to my life in general. So, Alyssa, tell us a bit about you.
Well, I'm actually newer to the Personal Coach team, but received an Honors Bachelor of Arts degree at Wilfrid Laurier University in communications with a focus on technology and media management. So I've worked on dozens of campaigns for business owners in the past, and I'm now bringing that expertise to financial advisors. So let's get started.
Right.
So Fortunato, since you are the brand coach, I get to ask you the questions on your first topic of brand education.
Okay, fire away, Alyssa.
From your perspective, you've branded advisors for 14 years now. So what is your definition of branding?
Well, besides using a brand iron on cows or other farm animals with a farm logo in the old days, from my perspective, branding is the ability to identify and communicate a unique, compelling story that reflects the business personality of your business. So it can powerfully connect to your ideal client's wants, needs, and desires. And I think in the end, it just supports long-term loyalty. And I'd like to say that, you know, how many businesses out there that have clients as long as advisors have clients? My advisor, he's been my advisor for 33 years.
Wow.
You know, that's unheard of when you think about it, you know. Yeah. Like, how loyal are you to your cell phone provider or your car or, you know?
Yeah, not that loyal.
That's right. That's right. Exactly.
Yeah, okay. So you mentioned the compelling story, which is what you advocate the most when building a brand, whether you're an independent advisor or under an umbrella brand, which we'll be talking about more later.
Yeah, for sure. It's critical. We'll be talking about the MasterPoint compelling story later.
So tell us what doesn't work. What should advisors avoid?
Well, the number one thing is most advisors take a tactical approach, and I don't recommend that to building your brand and marketing. Avoid acting in the moment. I've seen many advisors and businesses hire, let's say, like a web designer to build a website, a graphic designer to build a brochure, a social media strategist to put together a digital marketing plan. And you know, just for an example, I was with one of my clients. Their firm has been around since 1948. And I said, well, let's just see what you've done in the past. And they laid all of their materials out on the boardroom table, and they look like 8 different companies.
Yikes.
And yes, and this is actually quite common. So yeah, people just act in the moment with their marketing, and they really need to sit back and and put a plan together like they do with their clients. So at the end, they're actually really confusing their clients. The other thing is to avoid developing your own brand identity. I like to say that this is like doing brain surgery on yourself, and I highly recommend not doing that. It's very difficult, frustrating, and it's actually very time-consuming. I recommend hiring a brand expert or experts, and it's a bonus if they know the financial industry.
That's for sure. Okay, so then let's talk about what does work.
Okay, well, take a strategic approach. This is no different from what advisors do with their clients. So the advisor recognizes they need an expert to uncover objectives, build a plan, implement a plan, monitor the success, make changes where needed. Well, building a brand is really no different. So I believe a brand discovery meeting, just like you would have an objective meeting with your clients, is very important. In my case, I've got questions that have been crafted to uncover the personality of the advisor's business. For me, branding is it's a science.
So there used to be a perception that branding is just a logo. Does this still happen?
You know, I don't see that as much anymore. To many advisors, when they say they need a brand, typically now they mean what does it take to actually communicate the value, their value effectively? And I think the fee disclosure movement over the past few years has had a huge impact on that.
Okay. So what do advisors need to do to stay ahead of the curve and with their brand?
Yeah, well, today branding is not about getting your prospects to select you over the competition. It's really about getting your prospects to see that you're the sole provider of a solution to their problem or need. It's interesting. I was doing a presentation last week, and we were talking about this, and an advisor said, I don't think it's a sole provider. I think it's about being a trusted advisor. And he was absolutely right. But I think that's from the advisor perspective, is that you need to make sure that part of the personality of your business is, let's say, like being a trusted advisor or whatever that is. But from a client perspective, of course, they want that trust and knowledge and wisdom and competency and collaboration, whatever that is. But they want you to be the sole provider. They don't want to be searching for an advisor again and again and again. They just want somebody that will look after everything for them for a long period of time.
Mm-hmm.
So I also actually believe we're in interesting times too, especially with the whole digital marketing, all these online tools that are out there. You know, digital marketing, it's great for positioning your brand. If you don't use social media, you may want to start thinking about that, because your prospects are going to be using social media, and they're going to say things about you which may not be accurate or may not be true because you're not involved in social media yourself. So having a digital marketing plan gives you control of your narrative. So that's really critical these days.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say, you know, if you're not on it before 2018, you're going to be really, really behind the curve.
Yeah, that's definitely true.
Yeah. I'm seeing most of our clients are now doing that. And, you know, there's challenges. You know, we've got to make sure that digital marketing is compliant with the dealers that they're in. And, of course, you know, they have to do that for making sure that information is flowing accurately and there's no legal issues that could cause conflict for the dealer or for yourself. That could be a whole topic in itself
that could
for
be
a
whole
podcast. Maybe we'll add that to the list down the road.
Will.
Maybe get some of the coaches involved in that.
Mm-hmm.
Also, you know, and that's something that you're an expert in, is with working with advisors, is social media strategy and working behind the scenes and using social media to, you know, determine what the demographics is and really focus in on where their ideal clients are. So
absolutely,
there's a lot behind the scenes that can be done.
Mm-hmm. So to switch gears then, Forge, you mentioned the science of branding and how people make decisions. So what exactly is the science of branding?
There's a lot of good books out there on learning the science of marketing. I like to use that term science because it is a science on how people make decisions. You know, there's I know a lot of advisors have read some of Simon Sinek's work, Start With Why, which is a really good foundation to understanding how people think. Martin Lindstrom has a website full of information. They put a lot of money and research into figuring out how people make decisions. They even hooked up MRI machines to their heads while they're making buying decisions. And some very interesting details came out of that.
So a very in-depth study.
Advisors need to know how people think need to understand how, what they want. And so when you're working with let's say having a conversation with a prospect, or maybe the prospect's going to your website, which is a very common touch point, you have to keep in mind that they make their decisions from their emotions. It's 80% emotions and 20% rational. And if you look at the emotional part of the brain, it also contains the decision-making. So that's why it's really critical to speak to people's emotions. So as an advisor, you know, if you can uncover what the personality of your business is and your compelling story that speaks to those emotions, you're going to get some great success. Of course, that takes a little bit of work, but it definitely pays off. If you're speaking to a prospect about your services and the products that you provide, that may not be as powerful or go a long way. You're better off talking to a prospect about, you know, what do they want to accomplish in life? How is what we do going to support them with their business or with their family, with their vision, with their future?
Mm-hmm.
And speak to those things first.
Yeah, absolutely. So we help advisors develop great brands, but we also do brand training with advisor teams. So can you explain why that team approach is so important?
Yeah, for sure. Well, the first thing that you should have is a brand guidelines document that outlines your values, the personality of the business, the compelling story, the type of images that you use. There's actually quite a few things that go into the documents that we create for our clients. And you may have seen a brand guidelines document possibly from a dealer that you're affiliated with. Ours does go quite deep. But you don't want that document to sit on a shelf and collect dust. You want to keep that in action and refer to it all the time. So one way of doing that is to train your whole team. Use that document to train your whole team to communicate the brand. Or if you're hiring somebody new, show them this brand document to keep them focused on how we should be communicating our value and the type of touch points we should be using and keeping consistent with all our touch points. The next thing you want to do is select a person within the team that you call the ambassador. And that person's role is to keep everybody on brand from day to day. Now, we have tools that support the ambassador to do that. But I usually recommend you select someone who's in an administrative position or in a marketing position,
mm-hmm.
not the business owner. They should really be focusing on the big picture
yeah.
and on their clients. And also, the last thing would be make sure you're holding branding and marketing meetings. It's really easy to just caught up in day-to-day work, and your business won't succeed or grow. And so you want to have these marketing meetings, I would say, at least once a week. Or maybe once every 2 weeks, you know, spend an hour, a good 2 hours on looking at where you're at, making sure that everybody's on brand. And the whole idea is to keep your business growing.
All right. Well, that is some interesting data and information for sure. So then to sum things up for our listeners, our brand education podcast advisors need to take a strategic approach with their branding, build a focused brand before you implement your touch points. Know prospects make decisions from their emotions. And clients want you to know more about them than they do about themselves. So stay ahead of the curve and understand what clients want to interact with so they do their planning with you. Well, that concludes our first podcast on brand education. We hope you found this helpful. If you have any questions, feel free to contact us at confidence@thepersonalcoach.ca.